Test 6. Question 4. The terms obsessed and addicted are used so loosely these days that one of the most serious mental diseases in America is often not taken seriously even by medical professionals. Obsessive compulsive disorder is in fact one of the most debilitating psychological diseases, though it only affects about 4% of the population. Now, when I say debilitating, I mean in terms of quality of life. While very few people die from the symptoms and responses to OCD, if they don't seek any help, which most don't, they become severely depressed and isolated. Holding down a job or maintaining social relationships are virtually impossible for many OCD sufferers. The term obsession has to be defined properly when making a proper diagnosis. A true obsession for OCD sufferers is something that is considered abnormal, even by the patient himself. So we're not talking about a passion for golf or a love of game shows here. To an OCD sufferer, an obsession is generally a persisting thought with no merit, such as the feeling that one is going to throw oneself into traffic. The rituals and behavior that OCD sufferers engage in, such as repetitive hand washing or excessive checking, are usually unrelated to the obsessive thoughts. In other words, someone who can't get the image of a tree falling on their house out of their mind might engage in an unrelated ritual, such as flipping constantly through pages of a certain book. Question: explain how the professor's description of OCD expands upon the reading.